I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
In the order that it was broadcast.
Forwards Call Saul.
Just a podcast. Podcast.
Should we do it? Should we talk about Better Call Saul?
I like that as an intro. Yeah. Yeah, we should. We should talk about Better Call Saul. We're in it. We're here. We're live. Guys, we've done it. We watched another episode, a very short episode of television.
Yeah, it did feel short. It's so dramatic.
It was a brisk 42 minutes.
It feels like that's on par with all the other episodes. Is that not true?
Breaking Bad felt like a uniform 47 minutes.
Okay.
And then I was looking at the run times thus far, and it's been mostly 47 minutes.
Okay, so this with a few exceptions. Like, we got nothing else to say. We're not.
They're like, we did it. And he's like, can you say I broke my boy slower? And he's like, I broke I'm a boy. And they go, all right, we're not going to use that take at all. You sound like a weirdo.
I broke him, my boy.
He said I broke my boy twice in the episode, and the script called for him saying it 19 times.
But he just resolutely refused to keep
he's
going.
He's like, I'm not going to. Guys, come on, you pad and run time. This is the Mike episode. This is the biggest the Mike origin. This is Mike Begins. Christopher Nolan's Mike Begins is what this is.
I thought this was a fine, dramatic piece of television. I will preface this by saying I'm not much for dramatic pieces of television. But I will say I do think he acted well. He did a good job.
He did good acting. I was telling Meg when we were watching it that I was like, yeah, it's a bullshit that he's never got an Emmy for this show. And apparently he lost this one for this episode to Peter Dinklage on Game of Thrones.
I don't have an opinion on that. But
yeah, Peter Dinklage is a good performance on Game of Thrones. So that's
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
It's a flashier performance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's bullshit about that is like he would have lost Best Supporting, and I think Peter Dinklage was kind of the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's an ensemble.
Yeah. Well, I just don't have any frame of reference. I'm sorry. But I do think Peter Dinklage is a good actor, too. So, I mean...
Well, so, okay. So, it takes place in Westeros, okay? Which is an island. It's across from Essos. And there's a lot of great houses. But most importantly, the Baratheons run King's Landing, okay? Are you with me? Are you here?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. And then...
Is it like a sea that's separating the two?
Or? Yeah, it's a sea. It's a... what's it called? It's called the Big Ol' Sea.
The Big Ol' Sea.
It's called the Big Ol' Sea. That's canon. It's called the Big Ol' Sea. And Daenerys lives over there across the Big Ol' Sea.
And she's got dragons, right?
She's got dragons. See, you've seen the show. She doesn't have them yet. She's going to get them.
Does she breastfeed them?
She breastfeeds them. That's how they pad their runtime.
I love that about the show, that they're pro-breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's how they pad their runtime. She breastfeeds for about 20 minutes an episode.
That's very on par for how long it takes to breastfeed. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of comical because they'll be like, drama, 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 and then I'll cut to her breastfeeding, no dialogue, just her doing it. Drama, drama, drama elsewhere. Cut back. She's still in her room, still breastfeeding.
Do they have bobby pillows in this universe?
What now?
Do they have bobbies?
What's a bobby pillow?
It's like a special circular pillow that goes around your waist that supports like the baby.
No, they use like the limbs of their fallen enemies to do that.
That sounds like it smells.
It's a violent show.
Yeah, but it also sounds stinky.
But anyway, in the middle of all that, Peter Dinklage acts pretty good, and that's why he beat Mike.
Fuck.
Yeah,
well, ain't that just
fucking
the way?
Bummer. Yeah. I don't know if you'd like Game of Thrones, because on one hand, it's very violent, but on the other hand, because guns weren't invented, no headshots.
That's true, but I'm sure they chop each other in the head with their swords.
Oh, all the time, yeah, and like quite visual, like half a head, you'll see.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, or like arrows to the head. They'll have that a lot.
I don't want to see that either. Oh, okay. The hottest new show is Only Murders in the Building. And last night...
Okay.
last night, they had the premiere of... one of the best episodes of television I've seen in a long time, and it was super ballsy, and I just think you should watch it. I think you might like it.
What's it called? Hot Pepper? Or it's
Only murders in the building.
Only murders in the borough, or what? Only
murders in the building.
In the building. Got
hot peppers.
I don't know why I thought that's what it was.
No.
It's a good name for a show.
Hot pepper.
If anyone out there wants it.
You should name.
Anyone wants hot pepper?
Hot peppers.
Yeah. Well, Mike acts good, and that's good.
Thank God for that.
If he would have, like, really phoned this one in, I think this episode would have been a big piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't think it would have gone literally anywhere.
Yeah.
We open up, and it's blue. Yeah.
It's blue. A lot of blue, because blue is their flashback color.
And it doesn't... I don't like that.
I don't like it. And I'm pretty sure it gets dropped after the season.
I hope so desperately, because I also think fucks with everything.
I think they just stopped doing flashbacks as much after the season. For whatever reason, they go, no, flashbacks are cool. They're in. And then they stop doing them. It opens up with a train, right? It's a train.
It's a big old choo choo train. Yeah.
It's a big old train.
I guess it's like an Amtrak, isn't it?
Yeah, and Mike's on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets Stacy.
And he goes, daughter-in-law. Hi, sweetheart.
And she's up. And you did not remember she was made a brief appearance in Breaking Bad.
I remembered that the character was in front of a house, like, hey.
I've pulled up Stacy's, like, Breaking Bad wiki page. And in Better Call Saul, she's portrayed by someone named Carrie Condon. Mm. And in Breaking Bad, she's portrayed by unknown actress. and I have found out by doing some more digging, she was an extra. So they literally got her probably from, what, Central Casting?
They might have just pulled her and said, like, okay, like, she may not have known what she was going into play, mm-hmm. you know?
Because do you remember, it was when Mike, he's like, he drops his granddaughter off, whom he loves.
He loves her to death.
He loves her so much. Well, he loves all grandkids.
He has the balloons, right?
He has the balloons, and he's like, she's like, can I have the balloons? He's like, nah, these are mine.
And you're too old, and he goes, hey,
I like balloons.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Mike voice this week. Yeah. Get used to it.
Well, Kaylee, I like balloons. Is that
he
good?
Sucked inside his lips so much this week.
He did a mic.
Oh, yeah, that is called a mic. I always forget that it's called a mic, and then we talk about it. And it's called a mic.
Mike did a mic.
But yeah, this lady, she seems like a nice person, not a good actor.
Yeah, she was strange with her delivery and stuff. I sometimes wonder if, like, I'm, like, I don't know. I just don't understand the choices actors make and that director, like, allowing that to be how that is so unnatural.
Yeah.
That
she's like, they were thick as thieves, and it just was clunky a little bit.
Yeah.
She's, she gets better. As the show goes on, yeah. But this episode was a little clunky is all I'll say.
Okay. They have a really awkward hug in the train station, and then he's like, I gotta go potty. And then he goes into the woman's room and buys a pad. And side note, I was at Disneyland recently. This is about pads. They give pads and tampons away for free in the bathrooms now.
Good for them.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
This might be too personal a question, but I need to know. When is the appropriate time to use a pad versus a tampon?
I guess it just depends on the activity that you're going to be doing.
So, like, if you're, like, well, I'm playing soccer today, I should get a pad?
No, you should wear a tampon. Anything that's, like, if you're going to be, like, sedentary, some women just only wear one or the other. But, like, if you're going to go swimming or be running a lot or whatever, then you probably, you want to wear a tampon. And then if you're gonna, like, be sitting or sleeping, you can't really sleep with the tampon. You need to...
Oh, you can't?
No, that you risk a thing called toxic shock syndrome.
Oh, okay.
So you're supposed to use a pad in those instances.
Okay, but so if I'm doing... Okay, I'm a soccer player.
Yeah.
And uh-oh, it's my period.
Yeah.
So I'm not... Pads are out. We can't do pads. It'll rummage around down there. But I have a tampon... Is a string just going to be flopping around and will that be distracting? Or I guess I have a dick and that flops around and I'm used to it.
The string's really not that intrusive.
The
way it sits is, you know, pretty... they fit internally the correct way and the string really isn't a problem.
Yeah, they have some years like trial and error to get those right, I'd imagine.
They truly do. They truly do. And I don't know why now this podcast is about this, but I think also the Scotland has made, or maybe it was Ireland, but it's probably Scotland has made feminine hygiene products free to all women.
Good for them.
And I was like, that was something I always wondered about, where I remember being at summer camp and being like, why doesn't Jeff, the guy who ran my camp's name was Jeff, why doesn't Jeff provide us with tampons and pads? And they go, well, then it doesn't give us toothpaste. And I would go, why not? That too, we're stuck.
That'd be cool if he gave us toothpaste, yeah, Jeff.
But like, Jeff, you should have given us tampons and pads, man. Like, we don't have easy access to them. That's fucked up.
Does it last a full week, like Sunday to Sunday?
It depends on the person and the how old they are and just that particular cycle. It's, you know, not always an exact science.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah. I'm legitimately, I don't want to sound like a dopey boy. It is interesting.
Well, I guess like, I think that it's always pretty cool when a dude wants to know more and is open to knowing more. I definitely had an ex-boyfriend who, whenever I was in like pain when I was younger, and like that's kind of when, you know, your cycle is the most rambunctious.
Because your body's like, get pregnant now.
Whenever I was like in pain from it or needed a rest from it or whatever, he would be like, that's not real, you know, science has proven that that's your baby. And it was like, you know,
that guy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, his name is Asshole Man. And so those are the type of things where it's like, those are dopey boys who like don't know what they don't know that they don't know anything, where it's like, a man who's like, what is it like? I think is everybody appreciates that, you know.
Okay, well, that's good, because anytime any period thing comes up, I'm like, okay, well, I have a million questions and so I need them all answered now, thank you.
Yeah, but
there's a podcast called Period, and it's about it's literally a whole podcast about periods, and it's very interesting. Everyone should listen to it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of good content out there now. There was not that when I like was going through puberty, and I'm like a little like I didn't know where to seek any information. So it is like probably a really great time to be a girl that age. Like
probably, you know. I will say a girl roommate I had one time left a used tampon on the shower floor. I did step in it, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, that's a monster. That's what it's.
That's a her thing. I know, but it's just all this talk did make me think of it. And so I am saying it now into the internet.
Did you go like, hey?
No, I never. She was all this. Here's a roommate. Where was this? This is like 5 or 6 years ago. I didn't like her for other reasons. And then that happened. And I was like, all right, par for the course. Ew.
I'm very sorry. Yeah, that's wild.
It was like a cartoon where I was like, huh, I didn't know we had a shower mat. We don't have a shower mat. And I looked down and it was that.
Yeah, that's the wacky. That's not wacky. That's just wildly upsetting. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We're dealing with it.
Yeah, you got past it?
Yeah, I got past pretty quick. Yeah. Well, it was just kind of like, ew. I mean, like any bodily fluid a cotton full of a lot of someone's bodily fluid, no matter what the fluid is going to be pretty gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if it was a big ol' like sponge full of jizz, that'd have been cool. I'd have been fine with that. I take that back. Yeah, I'd have been like, woohoo, look at this.
So Mike gets a pad from the
Mike gets a pad because he's on his period.
Because he's got a shoulder injury. And I made a stupid joke because I'm tired today. And I was like, whoa, it's cool he gets his period in his shoulder like that. And Adam was like, nice try. Like,
no, I went, Meg is what I did.
Oh, goofy Meg.
Because I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, you know, that was, though they're very sterile, like they're clean, you know, so you might as well
use them. They fucking better be.
Yeah, I kind of was hoping he was gonna, like, that was an elaborate way for him to get a gun, but no, he was just getting a pad, you know.
Were you, like, intrigued at this point? Were you like, oh, what happened?
I knew he got shot.
Like, well, were you like, how, what are the circumstances?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I was just like, that Mike, he's always up to something. I guess I was surprised because he always seems so precise that he would slip up and get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good for him. It's a good built character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at her house later. And and he pushes Kaylee on a swing set, and we gotta talk about Kaylee.
So
this grown woman of a granddaughter he has.
Yeah, so Kaylee should be an infant year, right?
Okay, I have documents that kind of, like, I did some digging while we were on the, so Kaylee, I think, looks older here, or at least the same age as she does on Breaking Bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I will say, obviously, different actor playing her here. And in fact, didn't know this, she's, I mean, who knows, maybe there will be a fourth, but at this time, there have been three actresses to play her on Better Call Saul alone.
Okay, yeah.
So she's, a lot of children are running around playing Kaylee.
Yeah.
And, because kids grow up too fast.
I do have a little anecdote. My friend worked on a show called The Mysterious Benedict Society back before mm-hmm. COVID times. And they cast it and they were ready to go. And then they couldn't go into production. And in the time, they like cast it again and again because the kids just kept growing up. So they had to cast it like at least three times. So it's a very common thing because these kids, they grow up really fast, just like as you said.
Haley Joel Osment, if he could, he would still play children roles.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. If they would let him, but they're like, you don't look like a boy.
You look like
a boy.
Big old man.
He's a giant. He's a big man now.
Yeah, he's a big, big boy.
Big boy.
So what are your facts on Kaylee? You got your social security number? What do you got?
Yeah, I got her soch. It's I almost just as a joke said my soch and realized what a bad idea that would be. But it was like the only like cluster of that amount of numbers I know offhand, and I'm not going to do that.
Good
call. Not for the bit. So when Mike is interrogated by Hank and Gomez in Breaking Bad, Hank reveals that Kaylee is 10 years old.
That's upsetting, actually.
So it is not certain, however, that Hank knows Kaylee's exact age. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
The actress who played Kaylee at that time was 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Kaylee then acts like a very, they don't know how 10-year-olds are.
Wait, like, you think they treat her like too much of a baby?
Yeah.
In Breaking Bad, when he's like swing setting her?
Yeah. And like getting her balloons, and you know, she's like, rhinoceros' horns are not like this.
What's a 10-year-old do? I don't fucking know. Is your daughter 10?
She's 11.
Okay, so close. She's basically 10.
Yeah, she's just kind of, they're just kind of sassy and shitty, and they're still afraid of Pennywise, the clown.
Yeah, and I remember that.
They don't really go to parks anymore because they're too cool. And
yeah, fuck. I was hanging out with your daughter, when was I last in LA? When she was 8-ish, probably, yeah. Right? And she was acting way older than this fucking kid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she was 9, but yeah, like... she was 9 right before COVID, so...
Okay.
I can't remember the last time you saw her. But yeah, so you get the idea, right? Haley in Breaking Bad is acting the age she acts here. So it's like,
yeah.
Kaylee's just permanently stunted, I guess.
Maybe they have like Munchausen's or one of those... The mom has one of those diseases where she like has to keep infantilizing her daughter.
That's probably it. Breaking
That's
Bad's
probably it.
Fucked up that way.
Yeah. But I have more facts.
Okay.
In a later episode of Better Call Saul, she's shown to be learning her multiplication tables, which apparently is done around 7 or 8 years old, which would mean Kaylee would be 12 or 13 at the time of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what to do with that information. That's just the information we had.
Yeah. So that's the thing that's like, there's just, Kaylee, do you need help? I think is what we're getting to.
Yeah. If Kaylee is 10 years old in 2009, she should be 3 to 4 years old in 2002 at the time of Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. However, it's clear that the character is older than 3 or 5 years old, and the three actresses that played here are successively older. But then also, in a podcast, Vince Gilligan was just like, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. We fucked up her age.
Okay, so I think
that's the last fact.
Kind of. It right, like
he's just like it's an inconsistency and you just have to deal with it.
I mean, it happens, right? I'm glad you saved that for last.
Well, why couldn't they just cast like a younger girl, like a 5-year-old?
I mean, they set the seeds of so many things. You'd think they'd be able to be like, okay, and how old is this girl? Okay, yeah. Instead of we fucked up. Like, really, Vince? You couldn't, that's the thing you couldn't keep track of?
Because, like, there's some scenes, I'll spoil this, with her and Mike just, like, doing grandfather, granddaughter shit. And, like, they actually talk, unlike in Breaking Bad, where he's just, like, swinging her and talking at her.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. They're good, but just have her be a baby. Just make her a baby.
You'd be surprised the kind of shit that kids say. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
My niece can spell Iowa now, and it's very funny. I do it to her on FaceTime. I go, I, and she repeats after me. It's very fun. So that's, I don't know. Those are my notes.
Yeah. I think Vince, you got to do better.
Did you like that? I spent so much time on that, or are you like, Adam?
No, I think we had to fill some time, okay. And I'm glad you did, because I
thank you
would have just started talking about something irrelevant, and people would have gone, oh boy, off on one of these again. So,
well, we'll have a lot of time to talk about Kaylee Ehrmantraut. Like I said, pretty big role in this show.
Hmm.
Like I'll spoil that, like, because Kim, like I said, we don't know. We don't know,
we know
if she's
for sure.
She wasn't even in this episode, Meg.
Well, neither was my favorite Howard Hamlin.
Yeah, I think they might be done. I think they might have written him out of this is just the Mike show now.
Oh, please don't say things like that, Adam.
I don't know. Who do you like more, Howard Hamlin or Chuck McGill?
Oh boy. On what am I better on, like, what basis?
I'll give you a few bases. Sexiness.
Oh, this is hard. And does past sexiness contribute to current, or is it just like a snapshot? Whoa. This is so...
Fuck, you haven't seen young Howard Hamlin. I gotta send you a photograph.
Is he wimpy? I don't want to see a wimp.
No, he's broad-shouldered, and he looks like he could... Yeah, it looks like he could, like... He could rock climb, but also carry you with one free hand.
Oh, I like a man who could do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes here, if I'm watching the show when my kids are around, I go, come close, children. Do you want to see what a real man looks like?
Does that actually happen? Because I hope it has.
Actually, this is kind of funny. I was at the beach with my daughter and her friend's dad the other day, and there was just this lifeguard, and I was just staring at him to the point where my daughter was like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. Please stop. Please stop staring at the buff, brawny lifeguard. But, I have actually done that while watching this show as well.
I'm going to text you a picture right now.
Okay, I'm going to look at it on my computer.
His shoulders are covered up there, but I'm going to find a better one.
Good God. I want to see this shit. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I found a better one.
Okay. I don't know why this was such a little picture. But okay.
Try this one.
They're so little. Why are they so
little? Damn it. Because the internet's a bullshit place.
Cultural anthropology, though. I would let him teach me that. What show is this?
That's from Saved by the Bell, the college years. And actually, here's him having a cameo on Friends.
Okay. Yep. Does she have sex with him?
Jennifer Aniston? I don't know. I haven't really seen much of Friends. I didn't even know he was on it until I just Googled that picture. I Googled Patrick Fabian younger.
Yeah, he's pretty handsome there.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah. But you don't like him in this show.
He's mean. Do you think he's mean? I think he's mean.
I don't know. I don't have enough information.
He's like always like mean to Jimmy, and you... Oh, you're going to betray Bob Odenkirk
and
think
someone
else...
No, I'm not going to betray. There's enough space in my heart for men... handsome.
Who's more handsome, Bob Odenkirk or Patrick Fabian?
Don't do this. Don't.
Oh.
Always Bob. Always Bob. Always Bob.
Oh, okay.
Always Bob. But, you know, if you have to have an antagonist, you might as well have it be a fucking hunk. And
he's so tight-assed. I don't like him.
I like how his lips move. I like how he pronounces words.
I have to look how his lips move. I don't have enough information on how his lips move. I'll figure it. I'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's playing with his grown daughter or his grown granddaughter. And then
Maybe as old as 13.
Yeah.
Push me.
She's a time lord.
Yeah.
And she drank. Here's the deal. No one knows this. This takes place in the same universe as Tuck Everlasting.
Oh.
And she drank that water. She drank that water is what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is that reference lost, or do we all know Tuck Everlasting?
Vaguely.
Yeah, they drink water, and then they stay that same age forever.
What age would you have drank your water at?
27.
27? I might have done 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just mid-20s at some point, generally. Mm. Not like, oh, man, can you imagine, like, 12? That'd suck.
Yeah.
Or can you imagine, like, 90?
I wouldn't want that
either. So Mike's like, I'm staying in town forever. And Stacy's like, all right.
Okay. And then she's like, hey, you remember when my husband, your son, he died? And he was like, vaguely. And then he's like, yeah, you know, he had a phone call and he was acting so funny. And then a couple nights before he got killed, he got on a phone call, and I think it was with you, and he was, like, being a little shitty, and he's not like that, so tell me what it's about. And he's like, no, I don't think it was with me. That doesn't ring any bells. I would have told you.
He's like, yeah, that's bullshit. I don't even know what a phone is.
Yeah, I just recently learned how to operate a cell phone. I just got a pager.
And then she's like, okay, well, I'm in nurse gear, so that's what I do, and I just want the audience to know that.
Time to go to work.
Time to go to work.
I'm going to leave my child here alone.
And then in the taxi, he's like, this becomes a Grand Theft Auto story, because he just finds a veterinarian who will, like, sew him up and also has ties to the underworld.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
This is where it's like, what am I missing in life? Like, how can I identify people who can help me achieve my goals, my seediest, most unspeakable goals, because it feels like everybody else has access to this information on these shows. Why can't I find somebody to do this type of shit for me?
You know, in Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, like, you'll be like, all right, I got my little map, and there's, like, three letters on it, and they're, like, the names of people who can, like, give me missions.
Yeah.
This just feels like one of the people who can give you missions. Like, he'll go back there and he's like, I got some work for you. You want to rob a bank?
Yeah.
It's very goofy.
There's a train that's going to be moving some gold bricks. Like, yeah. It's 100% that. The guy's like, here, take some pills on the house. And it's like, oh, no, Mike, please don't get addicted to pain pills.
Present day!
Present day, and he's in the court or whatever, he's getting interrogated by the police, and all he goes is, lawyer. He just keeps barking about lawyers.
Lawyer. Which we saw him do before.
Yeah, he's very diligent.
In Breaking Bad, he's like, lawyer. You can't scare him, you can't intimidate him.
Yeah, and so then, you know, who shows up? Jimmy McGill.
He hands him a Gimme Jimmy card.
Then Jimmy shows up with the coffee, and is like, I got this coffee for my client, because I have one. And when he enters the interrogation room or whatever, Mike is like, hey, spill it on that guy's notebook. I'm going to wipe him up and steal his notebook, and it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel Jimmy like says, cops would be more on top of it, but yeah.
But this is what we've known for 70-plus episodes is this is a universe where close-up magic is very popular.
Everybody takes it as an intro level course in college. Yeah.
They have like a little, Jimmy says he won't do it, but then he ends up doing it after they have a little, because he finds out, he's like, Mike's son died. Ah, that's a bummer. I'll help this guy out.
Yeah. And he gives him a very probing look, like, why didn't you tell me your son? Oh my God, dude.
I'm someone's son.
Yeah.
If I died, they'd be bummed out. The best line of the show is right here, though.
Oh, it's repeat it. You got to do it.
I don't remember the exact line, but it's so good because he doesn't know what's going on. He has no context, and he goes, "Despite my client's bubbly appearance, he is in actuality somewhat taciturn." And it's a fun way to describe Mike because he's aggressively taciturn.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing I admire the most about Jimmy McGill is his turns of phrase. Single-handedly, that's what's most impressive, is just the things that he says off the cuff is, you know, I write like that. I feel like I speak like that sometimes, but always unnaturally.
He has a clunky line where he's like, that third-rate Marx Brothers routine. That was a little clunky.
When did he say that?
He said it in the car when he got the notebook, and he's like, yeah, you have to do a third-rate Marx Brothers routine, why yada yada? And he pokes Mike in the eyes.
Mike goes like this,
They don't really explain what the notebook was for. They just kind of have it.
It's an evidence book. I don't know what difference it makes. It's like the guy knows everything in his head, you know?
Yeah. But Mike's son, Mike was a cop for 30 years and his son was a rookie. I don't get how, because Mike's like 100 and how old does his son have to be a rookie? Did Mike have a kid at like 40?
Yeah. I don't know. So like if Mike was a cop for 30 years, you know, he'd be, and his son is, you know, just... All right, so let's do this realistically. You could probably start as a cop around 23. So he's, you know, 53 when he retires. And is, so, you know, yeah, he had his kids in his mid-30s, I guess. You know?
I guess.
Because his son would be 25 when he was killed, which is wild. Because he was on the job 2 years, right?
But if he's 25... Okay, so if Mike had his kids in his mid-30s... That means he's in his, like, 50s now, and that ain't true.
Oh, God, that's so right.
That ain't true.
Yeah, because he's obviously in his, like, late 60s, early 70s here.
Yeah. He looks older than that. Yeah. He looks so old. His skin, you were upset by his skin in this episode.
It's very old man skin. I know it's mean. I know it's ageist. I know it's whatever, but I don't like an old man skin.
But his son, Matt, was killed. Along with him and his partner and another guy were ambushed and shots were fired, but Matt died and the other two survived but were killed 6 months later in a similar ambush.
Yes, and they're like, could they be related? Could they be connected? We want to get the SOB who killed your son. And he's like, I don't know about that. I saw him at this place. It was a bar. Everybody was there. It's a cop bar, which I didn't think they had bars where just cops hung out. But I guess they mean a bar that cops would go to, like, on duty.
Yeah.
Whatever. My dad is a cop, and so is my brother, and they don't get, you know, times to go eat at a restaurant ever. You know, they have generally...
I thought it was, like, an off-duty bar that mostly cops hung out at.
But they were on duty eating burgers.
Oh, that's true. Do cops just... If they're on off-duty, do they not just, like, go out in their uniforms?
I mean, they'll go into stores and stuff, but they're not going to be able to, like, sit and have dinner or whatever. No. My dad would just eat in his car or back at the precinct. You know, they can't just go out and have lunch. You know, maybe, like, they could sit down at, like, a restaurant or something.
Was your dad, like, a cop with a belly?
No, he is very fit.
He's very fit. Okay.
Today I texted Adam. I'm very tired and I kind of just let my brain go off the leash today. And I texted Adam apropos of nothing. Is your dad a tough guy?
And I said, my dad could kick your dad's ass.
I said, oh, I don't know. My dad lifts weights every single day.
And I was like, my dad knows fireballs.
No, my dad is very, very fit. And my brother, too.
My dad's, like, fit enough. I feel like he's fitter than average for his age, but not like... You wouldn't look at him and be like, what a fit man.
Cops in at least the state of Illinois are given an incentive to stay healthy. They can't like mandate that you stay a certain BMI or anything, but they can like reward you if you are healthy enough to pass like certain fitness standards. And my brother's like, it's free money to work out. And that's how he monetizes most interactions. But I mean, he's not wrong and it keeps him fit, you know, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mike was like, dude, I was wasted that night.
I got fucked up because my son died.
My son died. And they were like, well, guess what? Margs are $4 tonight. And I was like, well, I have $16, which is 4 marks.
And no tip.
No tip. We don't tip in Philly.
We are pieces of shit at this cop bar. And then after that,
Jimmy spills a coffee.
Yeah. Jimmy spills the coffee and they lift the thing. And then, yeah, I guess we kind of already canvassed this, but let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do it. Let's talk about the episode twice. Who cares? No, he takes the notes and we don't really see what he finds, but he goes to Stacy's house. And he's like, dude, you narked.
What the fuck? You think your husband's bad? How could you think that? You loved him. And she's like, realistically, I understand that, like, he could be good. He could be bad. All I really want is the person who killed him to be dead. And he's like, yeah, I don't like that. You did this. What the fuck? I don't like having cops around my shit. What the fuck? You know?
Yeah. And she's like, I found a bag of money, man. And I thought maybe that's why my husband died, bruh.
And then he is like, God, this is like the end of the episode, isn't it? Like, I feel like it's...
No, we had quite a while.
Yeah.
Also, I'm trying to figure out, why did she go to Albuquerque?
Because she's like, what's the farthest I can get away from Philly cops? I don't know.
I guess. Because she, like, her husband dies. And how long does it take for Mike to murder the other two guys?
Wasn't it a couple years they keep beating there? Didn't the cops say in the interrogation room, like, hey... So, Matt gets killed. That's Maddie, right? And then he gets killed. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, these cops get killed. And then the next day, he's on a train out of Philly. So she must have been like, fresh start, got to get out of Philly, mm-hmm. like, essentially immediately, you know?
Yeah. And he, like...
Maybe her family's in Philly. I don't know.
Maybe. Or in Albuquerque?
I'm sorry, yeah, Albuquerque.
Yeah. Well, and then in the bar, he's like, I feel like trying to set up an alibi for himself. I'm like, you know what? Albuquerque, New Mexico. He could have been like, I got a grandkid there. I want to go see my grandkid, which would be understandable.
Yeah, like, man, oh, man, I'm going to surprise her, and I'm going to take her to see the hot air balloons, a thing all children love.
Children love balloons?
Hot air balloons, dirigibles of all kind.
Like, hold on. Let me go to the Mike Wiki. Ah, this is a long article. I can't do all this. This is... Yeah, he's mad. And she's like, was Matt dirty? And he's like, Matt was clean.
Good man, that Matt. How could you think that? I was dirty. I was a dirty, dirty boy.
I was a dirty boy. And he storms out of the house. Yeah, and this is where they show in Philadelphia, he breaks into a cop car, and you're like, why are he doing that? They probably won't bring this up again.
Yeah, no, they were like, they're setting up that he's a serial guy who breaks into cop cars. And yeah, why does he do that? Sorry.
He hides the gun in there.
Oh, there it is.
Because they take his gun, but he has a gun. He's like, no, I'm going to put this little six shooter in there.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting a phone call. I'm going to not, don't worry, but I can't hear you. There we go.
Meg got a call? Oh, there we go. Okay.
I wasn't going to take it because I had to. I'm doing this.
Well, who was
My friend Jessica.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yeah, you know about it. And my son is text messaging me. I'm fucking on fire tonight.
Well, Jessica, if you're listening, and I know you don't, shouts out to you.
Thank you.
And now you can tell her that.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to. Anyhow, so yeah, he hides a gun in the car, and then he goes and he fucking drinks.
He drinks, and he went like, you know, I could use this money to tip, or I could use it for another margarita.
And he chooses a margarita, which is sensible. I agree with that.
And he also says, this is an important line, I think, but it was kind of subtle. He goes, I know it was you. I know you killed him, to the two cops. He does say that.
Well, he acts all drunk at them. He's very like, I'm a drunky, drunky, drunky boy. And I know you killed my son. And then he kind of like flutters away like that. He's like, no, I'll just drink over here. Just forget. I wasn't even here. Bye. Mm-hmm. And then, he closes down the bar. And yeah, he says, I'm going to Albuquerque just like Bugs Bunny. And then the cops that find him... They go and they put him in the back of the squad car and they're like, we'll take you home, pal. Right? They got that right?
Yeah. No, you nailed it. Yeah, this is one of those plans that I like, but it does, it's very much Joker thinking of, like, you have to know exactly how everyone's going to react to everything.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know that they're going to try to kill you tonight, or else later on they're going to be like, what's this gun doing in here?
Or he'll just have to grab it, like,
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hear what you're saying, because, like, I guess maybe he thought, like, I can goad them into wanting to kill me tonight. Mm-hmm. And they take him to, like, a scary area that's empty.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll just make it look like he killed himself. And then he's like, but I'm not gonna. And then he shoots them.
Yeah. He does some good drunk acting in the car where he's like, I'm gonna figure out how to prove it. And I'm gonna take you both down.
Because they're like, why are you saying that? Don't say that. And he's like, oh, I know it was you. You guys. And I'm gonna prove it.
Ooh, I got selected to take part in a survey about Halo to let them know if I like it or not.
The game? That's cool.
Yeah, the game. Xbox Research and Design.
I hope you have enjoyed it.
It will get high marks from me.
Okay. Well, that's an endorsement. You let them know that you're going to talk about it on your podcast.
Yeah. Those sons of bitch. I texted my two line friends who I got the Xbox with last week, and I was like, hey, I got a podcast, but for the first 7 minutes, I talk about getting the Xbox, and I mentioned you guys, and they didn't text me back. Sons of bitches.
That's fucked up.
Not my line friends anymore. I hope they're listening to this one.
Good God. I can't believe that shit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I'm so mad. Yeah, well, then he murders those guys, and Meg watched it.
I did. I watched it. I saw it. I may not watch this part, but I watched it anyways.
I'm glad you did. Was it too much?
No, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah. There's only one, like I said, there's a headshot much, much, much later, but it is so far away. I'm warning you, I want you to watch it because it's such a pretty shot. I literally watched it on YouTube the other day.
Oh, weird.
Well, YouTube keeps recommending Better Call Saul clips, and they're all so good that I watch them, so that's what YouTube's for me now.
Okay. I watch a lot of music videos on YouTube, and that's... and Mr.
Oh, like, what was the one you watched?
What?
What's the music video you watched recently?
Oh, you know what I got really into is Postmodern Jukebox. Have you watched any of that stuff?
No.
You might like it, actually. They do. Do you know what it is?
Nope.
Okay, they take like popular songs that are current, and then they redo them like they're in different, like the 1920s or the 1940s.
Oh, I might have heard of them because I think someone sent me a Fall Out Boy one. They did.
I think I did, but or maybe many people have. But mm-hmm. I think I watched the one for Umbrella recently. That one's pretty
nice.
Fun.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's how I use YouTube. And I also use it to watch Mr. Beast videos.
Guys, if you have a YouTube video you'd like to share, please email it to forwardscallsaul@gmail.com. I don't know how much we're going to keep pitching this because we haven't gotten.
But we will watch your YouTube video and just talk about it. And
we'll talk about the YouTube video. It can be just a bird fucking a dog or whatever.
Hold on, my son keeps texting me. I need to know what this is about. Oh, you know what they are? They're just TikTok videos. So.
All right.
There we go. I'm glad.
Those children in TikTok, they do love them.
Oh my God, do they ever.
Yeah, one of the cop gets a shot off on Mike, and so that's the bullet from earlier, Meg.
That makes sense. I figured it out when I was watching it.
It was Chekhov's bullet. At some point, we needed to know where it came
from.
And
we did. We found out.
Yeah. And he got him in the neck, and then he shot him in the face.
And then those guys were dead. And then he's like, time to go to Albuquerque.
And then he's like, it's time for a monologue.
Yes. And he explains to Stacy mm-hmm. That Matt was clean.
Mm-hmm.
But
he was clean. I was dirty. This is where he gives the big, I was the one. I debased myself.
Yes.
I dragged him into the garbage. And he looked up to me. I broke my boy. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. Do the whole thing.
I just got into it there. Yeah, wow.
I thought I was talking to Mike. And Stacy was like, could you elaborate? What do you mean? And he goes on to explain that, like, everybody in that precinct in Philly was kind of a crooked cop, except for Matt, who was just a very honest person. And one of his partners tried to get him in on it, and he didn't know what to do. And so Mike kind of talked him into accepting a bribe because he didn't want them to kill him. And then he didn't accept the bribe robustly enough, so they killed him anyways. Which sounds like either way, this guy is going to die. It doesn't really seem like it's Mike's fault.
Yeah. It sounds like the kid was kind of, Matt's kind of a narc, too.
Yeah,
which
like
is makes
he doesn't know how to keep himself out of trouble.
Yeah, it sounds like it's him and Stacy are a good match, because she's a fucking narc, too.
Yeah. Very principled people. Yeah.
Couple of narcs doing narc shit, which I don't like, and you shouldn't like either. Man, sorry, I have the picture pulled up of Stacy from season 3 of Breaking Bad, and it is very funny. It's just a very different woman.
But yeah, I mean, a tremendous scene with some great acting by Jonathan Banks.
Well, it was good acting, but Peter Dinklage did better acting.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Meg, what do you what grade do you give it?
I think, you know, I preface this because it's like, I am not a heavy drama person and I like funny little funny funs. So I'm going to give this an A-, but I think that, Jessica Jones, January Jones. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Donna Bowman.
Donna Bowman probably gave it.
She's the showrunner for Hot Pepper.
Oh, is she the showrunner for Hot Pepper?
For Hot Pepper, she created that. She decided to, she's like, I'm done talking about TV. I'm making some TV. Welcome to Hot Pepper, baby.
I think she gave this an A.
She gave this a B.
What? I'm so wrong lately.
No. Here, this is stupid. She gives a dumb reason for giving it a B. She got 5-0 this is her talking, this isn't me. 5-0 is the first episode of Better Call Saul that would fall flat, I think, without the viewer's prior experience of Breaking Bad. I think that's horseshit. I think a lot of this would fall flat without prior experience of Breaking Bad. The fucking cliffhanger for the first, what would the cliffhanger for the first episode be? Would you be like, oh, some guy has a gun?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it's fun because it's Tuco. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's like, before this, I was like recommending my friends, hey, you don't need to watch Breaking Bad to enjoy the show. And now I'm upset because I have to tell them. But also, like, of all the episodes, this one's like so standalone. You could tell she's saying that if you watch this on your own, you didn't know like how cool Mike was. It just seems like a generic cop drama, which kind
of. Yeah, I mean, any episode out of context of anything, you can make the same argument for.
She goes on to say, I wish I could give this episode 2 grades, one for like people who watch Breaking Bad and one for people who don't. And she said, for Breaking Bad fans, it's an A-.
Okay.
Which I think fucking, I love, I would die for Donna Bowman, except for in this one instance.
Who did I say she was last week?
I mean, it's in the transcript. I don't know. like Jessica Lorraine or something.
Patty Hearst. No, I'm not sure. Yeah, it was some, I can remember. It'll come in a minute. Anyhow, sorry.
I quite like this episode. It was, according to, where was it? IMDb, critically the third highest rated episode of the series.
Okay. So Donna Bowman, she doesn't.
It's full of shit.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's the Mike origin story, and we've all wanted it.
I just feel as though Mike is his own standalone powerhouse, and I don't know. I just feel a little like that was a shitty excuse, Donna Bowman. You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, hold on. Wait, I just learned some news. That turns this episode from an A to a C, in my opinion.
Donald Trump paid for it?
No, there is an anachronism in this episode. Mike presumably leaves Philadelphia in late 2001 or early 2002. The train he's riding, the New Mexico Rail Runner, was launched in 2006. This episode's bullshit. This episode is bullshit.
Oh, boy.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, but famously in the last season, there's a few production errors. Like there was coffee, a water bottle spotted on set and a coffee cup. This makes that look like fucking nothing. This is I am so mad.
I can tell. You are really riled up.
I am.
Yeah.
And then this also marks the earliest chronological appearance of Kaylee. Okay, I don't care. At first glance, it seems odd that Mike would travel all the way from Philadelphia to Albuquerque via Chicago by train, but consider that he had just been shot, and a bullet may have still been lodged in his body. So if he tried to fly, the bullet would have set off the metal detector at the airport. The TSA agents would have found the bullet wound, and they would have likely reported him to the police, the same police who were investigating Hoffman and Fenske's death, that is. And of course, Mike was in no condition to drive such a long distance, so the best option would have been to take the train. That's bullshit. I don't think anyone... I think it's just Mike likes trains.
It seems weird to think that, like, TSA could have stripped him down and been like, what's this bullet hole here, you know?
He could have just been like, I got a surgery.
Yeah, it's my pacemaker. But then you need a card. Yeah, I don't know.
In 2002... Oh, I guess airlines would have been specifically the most stringent they have ever been in 2002.
Yeah, maybe he just didn't want to... You know, I don't know, like, if he didn't want to have, like... his name on a flight manifesto too. I'm not sure how quickly or closely they monitor train passengers, you know?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. We got some time to kill.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Usually when we kill time at the end, it's about like, our thoughts on death or like,
oh man.
Or, like, this upcoming presidential election and how we're stressed about it.
Oh, yeah, man. I had heard that Trump's still the front runner for everything all the time. No matter what he does.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be in prison.
Yeah. He keeps screwing up, but then his fans are like, no, he's not screwing up. He's doing great.
I mean, I will say, like, it used to be a thing every day I'd wake up and check the news and see some new crazy shit that he had done. And now, mm-hmm. you know, I can go without seeing Biden's name like almost a week. And whenever I see Biden's name, it's usually like Biden rallies for, you know, not to have the government shut down. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just so happy about Joe Biden when I wake up, but it is nice not to have the same love. I don't know. There's no like fucking huge scandal, you know.
That is nice. That is nice. Yeah. That is nice. But also, all those Democrats are pedophiles, so we have to take that into account.
What? Is that
So there's this guy, his name's Q, right?
Oh, no.
And he works for... No, Meg, listen. No, listen. No, I read a lot.
Yeah?
I read a lot, what'd Meg. And ever... Actually, all of you, listen. Listen. This is important, what I'm about to say.
Say it. What did Ron Watkins convince
you? I'll send you some links. Okay, I got some stuff you need to read.
Where we go one, we go all, you guys.
Where we go one, we go all. Isn't it weird that QAnon's probably just that dork?
Yeah, that fucking guy. And when you hear Frederick Brennan talk about him, he's like, he's very handsome. And I'm like, Frederick Brennan.
I don't remember that. That's wild.
It's in a different podcast I listen to. I'll send
me and Meg watched Q Into the Storm about 6 months ago, but we're talking about it now for some reason.
Well, I mean, I then listened to a bunch of podcasts about other aspects that they didn't go into, just about like the YouTube algorithm, and then there was like some type of coverage with like Frederick Brennan specifically, like they interviewed him. He thought that potentially Q started out being that guy in South Africa who like said he ran the like first Q board or whatever, and then
because there's two Qs most likely. Yes. Right, because their writing style.
I don't know, I talk about this a lot with people. I'm shocked to hear then more people don't find it interesting.
Do you know what? We'd probably get a lot more listeners if we had like a QAnon deep dive podcast.
Why don't we?
Both good and bad listeners. We'd have people hate listening because they'd be like, you know, it's bullshit that you don't take this seriously. And then we'd have good listeners who are like, pretty interesting. Well, you read all the QAnon Wikipedia articles and you talked about them here.
Well, so that's the thing that blows me away is that, like, my parents, like, started the QAnon documentary. They got one episode in and they're like, I don't know why I don't think to go back to that. I'm like, how can you do anything but go back to it once you start it? Like,
I thought the host was a little smarmy. I loved him. He was pretty happy with himself.
Yeah, I liked him. I was like, is he single? He's cute. Like, I liked him.
Yeah, I mean, he is cute. And I do hope he's single for you.
Thank you.
And for me a little bit, but I thought he was just a little bit smarmy. I mean, I'd rather date him than, what's QAnon's dad's name?
Oh, Jim Watkins?
Jim Watkins.
Oh my God. Never in my life have I seen a man that has just been so utterly like, how did he have sex? I don't understand what happened here to have.
And now he's got a little bit of clout. He's probably having sex all the time.
Yeah. But like he slowly melted, like, as a human figure over the course of that documentary. Yeah. And then, like, he did a Nuratu run across, like, in front of, like, the Capitol building or something like that.
He did a what? Oh, a Naruto run?
Yeah, Naruto. How do you say it? Naruto?
Naruto?
Yeah, the run with the arms behind his back, like, when he was...
Wait, the young one or the old one?
The old one did that when he was going to testify in front of Congress. I'm not joking.
I did not see this.
I don't
believe you. I definitely believe
you. He's, like, with his, like, very highfalutin constitution lawyers going to defend his right for free speech and to have 8chan exist. And he, like, is just being, he's got, like, a QAnon pin on, he's got Pizzagate socks on, and he's doing a Naruto run across the, in front of, like, Capitol Square. I don't know what the fuck they call it in D.C.
I'll cut out me looking it up, but I want to, I gotta look at him doing this. I gotta look at him doing this, and I gotta... Okay, so I keep getting clips from Into the Storm, so I must have...
That's when they showed it in Into the Storm.
So I must have seen it, I must have missed it.
Yeah, I'll find it, like, a more specific example, or I'm sure you can.
Hold on.
I mean, it's just such a noteworthy thing, because it's...
...8chan's current owner, Jim Watkins, is Hold on.
Can watch it.
...for the U.S. House Homeland Security Committee. This comes after the Walmart shooting in El Paso.
Damn it. This is YouTube Shorts, and they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing other than exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, but I wanted to react to it because the people like reactions.
That's true. I think it's in the fourth or fifth episode of that docuseries, and it's kind of like I've been thinking a lot about, you know, Section 230 lately, and like what it means to have free speech, and if, like, you know, the government treats corporations like they're individuals. What responsibility they have to make sure that these corporations are actually held accountable for, you know, what they're putting out there. Just the same way that, like, I'm not shielded from the, like, retaliation of my free speech. Why can't these websites, you know, face the same consequences? But then that gets into, like, oh, that's going against the Constitution and our free speech. Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre. That QAnon is a perfect example of, you know, our Constitution failing itself, you know.
Well, it was written by all those fucking guys, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
which I think's a problem. Yeah. I think maybe they weren't, like, they were probably bright back then, but, like, they didn't have smartphones or nothing, so they knew less.
Yeah, I think that there's, like, a real possibility that if they were, like, and what about the chance that a man in South Africa, and then where were they, like, in Singapore, where were they stationed, like, the Watkins?
I don't remember.
Yeah, like, they wouldn't even be aware of the places that, like, what if foreign interference happens from, you know, expats living overseas who can get more, like, they wouldn't understand the concept at all, like, that they could use fucking wires in the sky that don't exist to, like,
and also change our democracy. a lot of them had slaves, and then a lot of them didn't have slaves and were like, slaves are a bad idea, you shouldn't do that. But instead of being everyone else being like, well, duh, they were like, well, we need to debate this then. That's,
let's talk
about this. This is a both sides thing.
Because sometimes maybe people should own people. Maybe.
Maybe it's, maybe. Maybe, like, it works. Like, I think we can all agree it works. It works well. We can all agree on that.
But they had a lot of rap battles about it, according to.
They did have a lot of rap battles about it that were Actually, not about that specifically. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
They bring it up. They
bring it up one time.
They brought it up one time. They didn't have very.
Hey, Slaver, you don't. I don't fucking remember the goddamn song. It's Cabinet Rap Battle 1 in the second song of the second act.
How pleased do you think Lin-Manuel Miranda was when he came up with that for himself? Do you think he was like, oh, yeah, and then they'll have rap battles when they're like in the cabinet meetings?
In the cabinet? Oh. I feel like the whole play was built around that.
Yeah, I 100% believe you.
There's a third cabinet rap battle that got cut that's on the Hamilton mixtape that's explicitly about slavery and him trying to convince George Washington, like, maybe you should not have slaves, bro.
And he's like, stop it. No.
He's like, well, they're pretty dope to have once you get past all the moral problems. All right. This would have been a fun. This would have been a fun one to do drunk.
I mean, maybe we should.
This would have been a good one. Like, I wish this would have rolled around Valentine's Day. That'd have been a good time.
I had already considered, because I was just a little, like, dunzo today, like, drinking during this one, but I didn't.
You should have. I'd have been fine with it.
I feel like any of these drinking, you would have been fine with it. I don't know. I didn't want to.
You might want me to cut this out. All I will say is Meg's had, like, a busy career week and is justifiably stressed out. So I'm very happy she even wanted to do the podcast
today.
And
it's not even over yet. Like,
I know, it's not even over. So everyone needs to either reply to the Instagram or write to that email, like, hey, good job, Meg.
But anyhow, yeah, it's, I'm gonna eat and I'm gonna be like, ooh, good job, to myself. Yeah. And then same tomorrow, because tomorrow's a big day, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely padded the runtime there.
That was fun. We should just do that. Talk about QAnon at the end of every single one.
I'm fine with that. Until next time, it's showtime, folks. My coffee. Which is they
just a podcast. 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 Podcast.